Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And again, let me encourage you as we begin this program, if you have not read my book, More of the Holy Spirit, I really want to urge you. I'd like to get your reflections on it, but I really want to urge you to read it. More of the Holy Spirit. You can purchase it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. And then one of the tabs at the top of the main page, one of the tabs will say bookstore. Just go to the bookstore and you can order the book that way. More of the Holy Spirit. Today, the first reading that we look at is from the first book of Kings. This is for this Sunday, the 10th Sunday in ordinary time. Elijah went to Zarephath of Sidon to the house of a widow. The son of the mistress of the house fell sick. So Elijah went to visit someone. He went to the house of a widow, and the son of that widow fell sick, and his sickness grew more severe until he stopped breathing. So she said to Elijah, "Why have you done this to me, O man of God? Have you come to me to call attention to my guilt and to kill my son?" In other words, what she thought was, because her son died, it must be because of her sin. It's a common belief. Must have been because of her sin. And so she says, "Have you come to me to call attention to my guilt, to kill my son?" But Elijah said to her, "Give me your son." Taking him from her lap, just a child, taking him from her lap, he carried the son to the upper room where he was staying and put him on his bed. And then Elijah called out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, will you afflict even the widow with whom I am staying by killing her son?" And then he stretched himself out upon the child three times and called out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let the life breath return to the body of this child." And the Lord heard the prayer of Elijah. The life breath returned to the child's body, and he revived. Taking the child, Elijah brought him down into the house from the upper room and gave him to his mother. Elijah said to her, "See, your son is alive." And the woman replied to Elijah, "Now indeed I know that you are a man of God. The word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth." She comes to faith because of a miracle. Brothers and sisters, there are signs and wonders all around us if we have eyes to see. And I don't mean by some torturous way of thinking that we can convince ourselves that somehow this was from God. I mean God acts. He acts where there is faith. Because if it's not faith, people will often scorn. Not all. You know, God did certain miracles with people who did not have faith until they saw the miracle. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, those of us who do have faith, God doesn't answer our prayers right away for a reason. He wants our faith to go deeper so that we can carry others, so that we can help others. He allows our faith to be tested, deeply tested. Sometimes we just don't understand, and there doesn't seem to be an answer. It seems as though God is deaf. Don't give up. Just stay there before him and cry out, "Help me. Show me the way." Psalm 30 tells us, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, for you have rescued me." Notice that last sentence in the first reading, "The word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth." That's how the widow saw this particular prophet of God, saw Elijah. The word of God comes truly from your mouth. Do you live the word? Do you breathe the word? Do you eat the word, so to speak? Do you chew it and swallow it and digest it? Is the word part of you? Do you read it daily? You should be. You should be. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in. The nightfall, the darkness of difficulty, suffering, almost despairing. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. Do you thank God when he does something for you? Do you really thank him? Do you praise him? Do you remember him day in and day out, perhaps for several weeks? Thank you for answering that prayer. God loves to be thanked, just like his children love to be thanked. He loves you. You want to be in a position of what the woman said to Elijah. The word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth. If you live the word, if you thank God, if you beg his help, if you repent of your sin, if you receive his mercy, if you're open to receiving his mercy, if you seek to follow the Lord, and as I've said a million times, repent when you fail, you're going to know the goodness of God. Your mourning will change into dancing. Those who thank the Lord, who live by the Lord's word, are going to know the presence of the Lord in a particular way. It's true. And the second reading is Paul to the Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 19. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it. It came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. For 3 years, he prayed, worked to provide his livelihood, but he prayed. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. So he keeps giving us how he grew, what he did, why he did it. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to Paul's journey. In the Gospel of Luke, notice now we have the first reading for this Sunday, taken from the first book of Kings that speaks of a death and the miracle of new life. Now we come to the gospel. We have like bookends here. This is Luke 7, chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." Now, let's make sure we understand one of the things that's going on here. The mother has lost, notice what it tells us, she had lost her only son. And she was a widow. So she had lost the men in her life who, it was expected in that culture, would take care of her and provide for her. She's alone. She's lost son and husband. And the crowd from the city was with her. They realized what a vulnerable position. Not only did she have the grief of losing her son, but she had already lost her husband, and now she had nothing. They provided. She had nothing. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her. And he said to her, "Don't weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." Can you imagine? And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. You see that tenderness? Do you see that fullness? Jesus didn't stand there going, "See what I did. See what I accomplished." No, what did he do? He gave the young man to his mother. Fear seized them all. That means shock and a certain reverence and a certain awe about God. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I often just ponder verses like this. You know, what that must have been like for her. Her sense of everything I need to live is gone. What am I going to do? How am I going to provide? Do I have to beg? I'm going to have to go out on the streets and beg. Plus the pain of losing a husband and an only son. The pain of that. And then just right there, a large crowd is with her. They're mourning. They understand. And yet they can't do anything. They can't make it different. They can only sympathize with her. But when Jesus sees her, it all becomes different. And he does it so simply. "Young man, I tell you, arise." Not big, bombastic, just, "Young man, I tell you, arise." She's one of the people I want to talk to when, God willing, I get to heaven. She's one I want to talk to. What was that like, that period of time? It was probably just that day, but the period of time from her son's death to this time of his burial would have been brief, unless it, of course, it occurred near the Sabbath. That might be different then, but ordinarily, they'd be buried by the end of the day. And I think about just being so stripped and so bereft and in just such pain at the loss of the two men closest to her. And Jesus comes. Now, you and I can say, well, there are times in our lives when we've had something that seems comparable to that. Did we cry out to God? And did God remain silent? Sometimes God does, because he knows that what we're asking for is not the best thing for the person we love, and ultimately not the best thing for ourselves, even though we think it is. So have faith and cry out to God. In your need, he will hear you and answer you in a way that will lead to your eternal salvation and the salvation of those you love. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.